fireball shoot out of the back corner of the sanctuary, and it hit me in the stomach, and when it did, it wrecked me, and that was Sunday, and I'm still messed up. I can't presume to tell you everything that God was doing while I was lying on the floor here, right here on the platform for 5 hours. But I can tell you this. I saw a tremendous amount of water being released, like Niagara Falls. And as I was crying out to God, I saw floodgates being broken open, and I saw a tremendous abundance of water pouring down, a waterfall pouring and making a river that was running across the platform and down these steps and down the center aisle. There's more to that. Maybe I'll share it a little bit later on. But the water, there was a tremendous amount of, an unlimited amount of water, tremendous amount of water like Niagara Falls released, but the water flowing over the steps and down across the floor was only so deep. It was only as deep as the ankles or the calf, maybe not quite up to the knee. And I asked the Holy Spirit the next day, I said, there was so much water released. Why was there only a bit of water flowing? And the Holy Spirit said this to me. There's no lack of supply of water. All that's necessary is for you to wade in deeper. And I want to invite you tonight. This is a gathering of the hungry. This isn't a time to spectate. This isn't a time to watch what others are doing. This is a time for you to wade deeper into the river of God's presence. And I want to invite you this evening. I want to invite you to just get out of your seats. I want to invite you to move closer. And let's just do that. Pastor Danny, I want you to sing that chorus again. We're going deeper. Some of you have been here with us. You were the 8:30 people never left on Sunday. The 8:30 people just stayed, and the 10 o'clock joined them, and then the 11:30 joined them. And we finished sometime close to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And some of you have been here last night, and some of you were here on Monday evening. But how many of you still want more of Jesus tonight? Come on, I want you to walk closer. Come on, walk closer, walk closer, walk closer. Get out of your seats. Don't just spectate. Come be part. Come, I want you to lift your hands to heaven. I want you to lift your face to heaven. And I want you to tell God, I want everything you have for me tonight, God. Come on, make that your prayer. I want everything you have for me tonight, God. I don't want to miss out. Oh, not on one drop. I don't want to miss out. Not on one bit of what you have for me. I want everything you have. Come on, I want you to invite him. Holy Spirit, come any way that you want to. Come on, would you give him that permission right now? Come on, only you can give him that permission. Holy Spirit, come any way that you want to. Do anything that you want to do. Holy Spirit, touch me any way that you want to touch me. Change me any way. Come on. Cry out, cry out, cry out, cry out. I want everything. I want everything. I want everything you have for me. I want everything you have for me, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Calling out to you. Oh, we're walking and we're walking into deeper waters. Going after you. Falling into deeper waters, calling out to you. And we're walking into deeper waters, going out to you, God. We're chasing. We wade into the river. follow you. Yeah. And if he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. If he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump, 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 everybody. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. If he goes to the right, go to the right. We're gonna dance, 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 dance. Ha! Come on! If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump, 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 everybody. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. And if he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna shout, 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 yeah. We rejoice in you. Yeah. We dance like David did. We dance like David did. Sing deep cries out. Deep cries out to you. 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 We cry out to, we cry out to you, Jesus. And deep cries out to, deep cries out to, deep cries out to, deep cries out to, we cry out to, we cry out to you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise and victory. Come on. If he is good, if he is good, give him a shout. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on. Put those hands together one more time. We're not done dancing yet. To scream it out from every mountaintop. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I'll sing. And I'll sing because you are good. And I'll dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, you are good, good to me. You are good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and ocean only reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I'll sing. And I'll sing because you are good. And I'll dance because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me, to me. And I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good to me. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. Come on, sing. You are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. Sing, you are good. With a cry, with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. Yeah, you are good. sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. Yeah, you are good. And I'll sing because you are good. And I'll dance because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good, you are good, good to me. Oh, oh, good to me. You are good to me. Come on, if he's been good to you, give him a shout. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. Come on, sing that out. Sing, you are good, declare. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. Oh God, you are good. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim. Oh God, you are good. Yes, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. Come on, we gotta keep singing with a cry. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, God, you are good. You are good. Yes, you are, God. And in the summer rain, my life celebrates. That you are good. You are good. With a cry, with a cry. Oh, with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim that you are good. Yeah, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. Yeah, you are good. Now sing. And I'll sing. You are good. And I'll dance because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I'll sing because you are good. And I'll dance because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good, you are good, good to me. You've been so good to me. Yes, you have. You are good to me. Oh, yeah. Come on, see the Spirit. Come on, sing in the Spirit. Come on, if he's been good to you, minister to him in your other tongue. Oh, yeah. Sing in the Spirit to him. Yeah. You've been good. You've been good. God, you've been good. Let your praises rise. Let your praises rise. Oh, someone have your way. And there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.
It's in your presence.
Your presence.
Sing, I've tasted and seen.
And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord.
And all together sing, Holy Spirit, you're welcome.
And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Sing, there's nothing worth more.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. We need your presence.
Yeah.
And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free. Shame is undone.
Oh, in your presence.
In your presence, Lord.
Sing, Holy Spirit.
And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what
become.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Become more aware of your presence.
Come on, if you want that, sing it.
Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory.
Come on, sing it out again.
Oh. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Sing Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Come on, church, lift up your hands. Come on, just begin to minister to the Lord in other tongues right now. Come on, make a new song. Come on, lift up a new song. Lift up a new song. Come on, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing with tongues of men and of angels. Come on, church. Everyone who has the gift of worshiping in another tongue, I want you to just minister to the Lord right now in another tongue. Shura baha satara. Come on, church, a little more, a little more. Shura baha satara. Surya da 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 da. You know why the devil hates tongues so much? Because he doesn't know what you're saying about him when you're speaking in tongues. How many of you have ever been with two people who speak a language and you don't know the language, and they're talking in that other language in front of you and you don't know what they're saying about you when they're speaking in another language? I was in the country of Haiti, and they were having me try some Haitian food. Anybody from Haiti here tonight? Oh, Haiti, God bless you. I was trying some Creole food, and I never tasted it before. And so I was biting into it very gingerly because I didn't know what it would be. Hot, spicy. It was goat meat. It was spicy goat meat. And I didn't know how it would be. And so a man said something in Creole to the missionary, and he said something about me. And later on, the missionary told me, she said, "You know what he said about you?" She said, "He eats like a little rat." You know what? When you're ministering to God in tongues, the devil hates it because he doesn't know what your spirit is saying to God about him. And he doesn't know what God's spirit is saying to you. Throws him completely into chaos. We've had several people filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit over these last couple of days. If you got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the last couple of days, I want you to raise your hand up high. Lift your hand up high. Come on. Who else? Come on. Look at that. Awesome. Who else got filled? There's my son. My son got baptized in the Holy Spirit last night. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want you to lift your hands up right now. Do you know what? Your Father wants to give you this good gift even more than you want to receive it. Hey, anybody who's ever given a gift, any parent who's ever given a gift to their child, or any lover, any man in love who's ever given a gift to the one he loves, he can't wait for her to open that gift and see the delight on her face and see the pleasure. Your Father wants to give you this good gift even more than you want to receive it. And guess what? He doesn't give it to you because you're worthy. He gives it to you because He is good. Even if you got a little hot under the collar at work today, you can still receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit tonight. Even if somebody cuts you off on 684 and you bless them, you can still get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit tonight. Here's what we're going to do right now. I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. And if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're going to just begin ministering to the Lord in tongues once again. And if you want to get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, His presence is here right now. I want you to just take a step of faith. Just take a step of faith. And I want you to just begin to open your mouth and He's going to fill it. Just open your mouth. Just begin, open your mouth in the Holy Spirit. It's a step of faith. Open your mouth and He's going to fill it. You're going to begin. It might sound a little strange. You might sound like you're trying to kickstart an old motor at first, but you just open your mouth and it's going to flow right now. Come on, let's do it. Come on, everybody. If you have the gift of worshiping in other tongues, just minister right now in other tongues. And if you want to receive it, open your mouth right now and just let it loose and the Holy Spirit's going to come. Come on, church. Let's just minister. Come on, a little more. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes right now. Come on. Just open your mouth. Let it go. The Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Come on. If your earthly fathers, being sinful, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Come on. If you got filled last night, practice right now. Just exercise. Use that new gift. Come on, go a little more. Hey, come on, church. Hey, oh. Oh, come on, sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit. Come on, ask Him to fill you again. Ask Him to fill you again to overflowing. Overflow. 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 Overflow, God. Overflow. Holy Spirit, overflow. Overflow. Come on. Ask Him to fill you to overflowing. Say, I want to be full to the very top. I want to be overflowing. Come on, just say it. Overflow. Overflow. Come on, say that. Overflow. 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 Whoa. Overflow. 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 Sugar Bahasa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? Can I be a little in your face tonight? Will you forgive me? Will you still love me if I'm a little in your face? Two of you will. Some of you are dry. Some of you are dry. And you just need to fall in love with Jesus all over again. You need to get sloppy, soaking wet in the presence of the Holy Spirit all over again. You know what? It's not just for the teenagers. It's not just for the kids. It's for you. It's for you. Some of you are a little dry and you need to get saturated. You need to get drunk again in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment of visitation. Don't miss this opportunity to just get more of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Is there anybody here? You spoke in tongues for the first time when we just did that. Is there anybody here? You spoke in tongues. Come on. Anybody here? You spoke in tongues for the first time. I want you to lift your hand up high. Anybody here? You just received it when we just did that. Come on. Anybody? Anybody tonight? Thank you, Jesus. All right. The night is still young. Here's what I want to ask you to do. I have a special word on my heart from the Lord this evening. Can you hear me all right tonight? I'm sorry, my voice is in Sunday. It left me Sunday. This is what I want to ask you to do. We have more people than we have seats in the room. And so if you're young and limber, I want to invite you to just find a seat here in the mosh pit. Just find a seat somewhere around here on the floor. If you need a chair, If you've been walking with the Lord for a while and you need a chair, then I want to invite you to find a chair. Bobby, would you just bring the pulpit, please? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everybody who needs a seat, you have a seat. It's fun here in the mosh pit, isn't it? This is the best place to be. When the Holy Spirit starts to pour out, you're right here where you need to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Couple of housekeeping items for you. By the back door, there are offering plates, and just want to invite you to share an offering with us this evening before you go tonight. We didn't get to take our Sunday offering and our 10 o'clock and in our 11:30 service, and maybe you didn't have an opportunity to leave your offering on Sunday. Maybe you'd like to just share an offering this evening. There's an offering plate on either side of our back door. There are offering envelopes there, and you can use those to give by credit card or debit card or make out a check to Harvest Time Church. But we want to just thank you for sharing. If you want to receive tax credit for your giving, make sure that you fill out one of those offering envelopes so that we're able to issue you a receipt for that giving. We're going to be here again tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and we just invite you to come share with us. Friday night, we're going to be here, and our friend Pastor Brian Simmons is going to be with us on Friday evening. I've been receiving messages from our friends all across the country who've heard about what God is doing, and Pastor Brian Simmons was just so moved when he heard. He was with us at the very beginning of the year and prophesied to us about things God wants to do. And so he's in Hawaii, and he's leaving Hawaii to come and be with us on Friday evening. And we just invite you to come and be with us. I want to read to you this evening from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. While I was just in the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit said to me, let's bless sons and daughters tonight. And we're going to pray over our teenagers. We're going to pray over our children. We're going to pray over any of our college students that are here this evening. And I believe that God has something special he wants to release over their lives tonight. If you're mother or father, if you're a grandmother or grandfather, and you have a prodigal in your household, we're going to pray over you this evening. What the centurion understood about Jesus' authority is that Jesus had the authority to release something in the heavenly realm that affected change anywhere on earth that change was needed. And so we're going to do that in just a little bit. But I have a few things that I want to share with you. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Paul says, "But mark this, in the last days, there will be terrible times. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents." Doesn't sound like anybody we know. "Ungrateful, unholy, without natural affection, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of American Idol more than lovers of God." Oh. Isn't this better than American idolatry? That was a weak clap. This is better than American idolatry. "Having a form of godliness, but denying its power." Listen, always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth, men of depraved minds. Paul says, mark this. Pay attention to this. Listen to this. Peter writes, and he says, understand this. In the last days, scoffers will come who follow their own evil desires. Mark this. Pay attention to this. In the last days, terrible times will come. That word for terrible is the same word that Mark uses to describe the Gadarene demoniac. To remember the man who lived among the caves, and Mark uses the same word when he says that he was exceedingly fierce. No one could get past him. Beloved, what I want to tell you tonight is that over the last 40 plus years, what we have witnessed is the systematic demonization of our culture. In the last days, terrible times, in the last days, demonized, exceedingly fierce times will come, and no one can get past it. There are numerous gateways that have led to the demonization of American society. Listen, sin's always been around. It's nothing new. Same old sins since the beginning of the world. And yet, Paul does talk about downward spirals that cultures go into, and we in one. Actually, we're not in one. We're at the bottom of one. Numerous gateways that the enemy's strongholds come into a society, come into a culture. Drugs. Massive one. Do you wonder at all why witch doctors use drugs as a means of contacting the spirit world to do the witchcraft that they do? Shamans and Indian practitioners. Why is it that they use drugs? It's because drugs exposes your human spirit to the spirit world, and you are unprotected. I have to tell you the truth. Your parents might not know when you start smoking pot, but I can tell because I can see it immediately on your countenance. I can see the change, because when you begin to use drugs, you open the door to demonic strongholds in your life, and you need Jesus to set you free from it. Sexual sin. That is good preaching right there, Pastor Danny. Sexual sin. Another gateway in our culture. False religions. Proliferation of New Age religion, Eastern religion. Beloved, listen to me. You might not like it, but yoga is Hinduism, and Hinduism is yoga, and you cannot separate the physical exercise from the demonic roots of the religious practice that it is. And that's good preaching right there. Demonically inspired music. Music is a powerful vehicle for spiritual events to happen. It's true with worship. It's also true with music that is demonically inspired. Not all secular music is evil. You know, it's why we use the discerning of spirits to discern whether the origin of something is from the spirit of God, the spirit of man, or whether it's from the enemy of our soul. But demonically inspired music is a gateway that brings strongholds over people's lives, over our culture and our society. Media that is centered on violence. Moms and dads, you ought to pay more attention to the video games that your kids are playing. You know the origin of video games? Yeah, does everybody know the origin of video games? You know where they came from? Who knows where video games came from? Who knows what the origin is? Nobody in this room? You must not have ever listened to me preach before. You know where video games came from? They were developed by the military, U.S. military, after World War II, because they would put young boys fresh out of boot camp out on the battlefield, and even when they were facing a life or death situation, they couldn't get young U.S. soldiers to pull the trigger because they didn't have the killer instinct inside of them. Even when their own life was in jeopardy, they couldn't get them to pull the trigger because it wasn't in their heart to take the life of another human being. So the U.S. military developed video games to desensitize young men. Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. Tour of duty will never be in my house in Jesus' name. Pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. Oh, you're not shouting anymore. Pull the trigger, pull the trigger. And then we wonder why kids walk into Columbine High School and pull the trigger. And all the rocket scientists, psychologists who are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth say, there's no connection. It's because there's a detachment from reality that has come, and a violent, angry spirit has entered into the hearts of our young people. You know, the biggest player of video games are young men between the ages of 18 and 35 years old. Let me tell you something. If I ever stayed up all night as a married man playing a video game, I'd be sleeping out in the doghouse for a week. What's that about? But listen, beloved, the result is an emerging generation that is the embodiment of Paul's description in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Everybody want a BMW. Nobody wants to work for it. Boastful. Proud. Ungrateful. We are the 99%. They're the 1% and they don't even realize it. That's good. Without self-control. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But I want to talk about this one for a minute tonight. The word here that is translated without natural affection. That word is very interesting in the Greek. It means without family affection. It means without normal male-female love. Without normal husband-wife love. Without normal parent-child love. Without normal brother-sister love. If ever there was a word that summed up this present age, that is it. A generation without natural affection. Do you know that the vast majority of young adults under 30 report that they never want to get married and they never want to have children? And the main reason is pure selfishness. They don't want to sacrifice anything. That they don't want anyone to cramp their lifestyle. They don't want to be responsible and take care of someone else. And moms and dads, they not only don't want to take care of their kids, they don't want to take care of you when you're old either. Beloved, can I tell you that is not natural? That is not normal. That is counter to what God has programmed into the heart of a man and a woman. God has programmed into the heart of a man to desire a woman, to love a woman, to want to protect a woman, to want to provide for her, to nurture, to cherish her. God has programmed into the heart of a woman to want to love a man, to want to be a life partner, a soulmate, to serve him and to partner with him. God has programmed into the hearts of men and women when they fall in love with one another to want to be together for the rest of their lives, to want to commit to one another, to want to walk through life together, to have children together. That is natural. That is normal. That is what God has programmed into the heart of men and women. But this is a generation without natural affection. And listen, it's not just the single young adults and the kids or teenagers I'm picking on. It's the moms and dads who are so selfish that they don't love their kids with normal fatherly love and motherly love. Having toys, flat screen TVs, all of those things are more important than taking that short little window of time when the kids are at home in the house and loving on them. A generation without natural affection. The headlines of last week bear that out well, do they not? Beloved, I want to tell you, by the way, what our role is as the church. Our role is to speak the truth with love. Listen to me. To speak only with love and no truth isn't enough. It's not enough. And to speak only truth without love isn't enough. Why is it? It seems we never get that quite in the right balance. How many of you were paying attention to all the Facebook traffic last week? Headlines, statements made, votes taken on the issue of equal marriage, gay marriage. We never seem to quite get it right. But see, in Jesus, mercy and truth are met together in one divine moment, in the living presence of Christ. Mercy and truth come together in one moment where a person at the same time realizes they're convicted of their sin. They realize they need God's help and at the same moment are more convinced than ever of God's love for them. You know, the only other place that word without natural affection appears is at the very end of Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 describes the downward spiral of a society. The more a society rejects God, the more God hands a society over to demonic influences. Three times in Romans chapter 1, it says God handed them over, God handed them over, God handed them over, because they knew God, but they refused to glorify Him as God, because they refused to be thankful to Him, because they refused to worship and honor Him. God handed them over, handed them over, handed them over to increasing levels of demonic influence. And if you read through Romans chapter 1, you will find at the very end, at the very bottom of the list, is that word one more time, without natural affection. Beloved, listen to me. When male-female love, when husband wife love, when parent-child love, when brother-sister love is gone, a society has reached the end of the line. Beloved, I want to tell you that America, listen to me, America, you listen, America has reached the end of the line. We had a president in the 1990s who unleashed a horrible wave of filthy sexual sin over our country. And now another wave is about to be released. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Listen to me, America has reached the end of the line. Read a book about pastoral ministry recently, and the author was saying that a major challenge is the lack of biblical literacy. People don't know the Bible anymore. They're not taught the Bible anymore. But I would submit to you, beloved, listen, that the real problem is not a lack of biblical literacy, but spiritual dullness. See, it's not just that people lack instruction in spiritual truth, they lack the capacity to understand spiritual truth. Because God has handed us over to demonic influence. In the last days, terrible times will come. People will be demonized. They will be handed over to demonic powers that plug their ears, that cover their eyes, that confuse their heart, and that cauterize their conscience. Beloved, I want to tell you, this is that time. America is at the end of the line. There are only two possibilities now, only two. Convinced. I've been burning with this since the beginning of this year. We've been praying about it in staff meeting every week. There are only two possibilities left for America. One is judgment, and the other is revival. Listen, this generation of young adults and teenagers are so detached from reality and so twisted in their thinking that the only thing that can jolt them out of it is a supernatural touch from the Holy Spirit. Mark this, in the last days, terrible times will come, but I have good news. That is not the last word on the last days. God has the last word on the last days. This is what God says about the last days. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven like a violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. I love what Pastor Ken Gott said yesterday, there were 120 people in the room and there were 120 flames of fire, one for everyone in the room. How many of you believe there's a flame of fire for every person in this room here tonight? And all of them, I looked it up in Greek, you know what it means? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment. Ooh, there were a few bewildered people here on Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock crowd, God bless them. It was Mother's Day. Jesus, why did you do that to me on Mother's Day? There were people. We have a wonderful Greek brother. Just got powerfully saved at the Palace Theater on Good Friday evening. I'm going to have him share his testimony with you. But he brought his mother, his Greek Orthodox, 83-year-old Greek Orthodox mother. He brought her at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I was lying on the floor howling. We had several calls to the office on Monday asking, why didn't you remove that screaming woman off the platform? It was me. When they came together, they were bewildered. Listen, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. How many of you know the Holy Spirit can anoint you to speak the language that will reach this generation? Holy Spirit can anoint you to speak Ebonics. Holy Spirit can anoint you to speak the language that will reach the hearts of this generation. Utterly amazed, they asked, who do these guys think they are? Amazed and perplexed, they asked, what does this mean? Listen, some, however, made fun of them and said, they're drunk. Beloved, listen, when the moving of the Spirit comes, there will always be some who make fun. There will always be some who misunderstand. Some will despise the moving of the Spirit. Don't you despise the moving of the Spirit. It's so precious to me. Our friend Pastor Brian Simmons is coming on Friday. And for years we went to conferences up at his church. And there was one man who used to just shout all through the service, "Huh!" And I said, I always sat there and said to myself, why doesn't Pastor Brian do something about that guy? I became that guy. Hey, you better watch out what you said. I had a good friend in seminary. When Denise and I were at the Assemblies of God Seminary studying, we had a couple that came and to study. He was Baptist and she was Assemblies of God. And they met at undergraduate Christian college. And they wanted to go to the mission field, so they had to go to seminary. And so they had a coin toss about where they would go. If he won the coin toss, they would go to Baptist seminary. And if she won, they would go to Assemblies of God seminary. She won. And my friend Jeff, he's actually coming to New England. He's moving here to Massachusetts as a missionary in a couple of weeks. My friend Jeff, I'm friends with him on Facebook. My friend Jeff, he always said this. He said, you know, he said, I don't mind. I'm open to tongues. He said, I don't mind. But he's like, why do people have to be so loud when they speak in tongues? When Jeff Dorn got baptized in the Holy Spirit, 6,000 people stuffed into the Central Assembly of God in Springfield heard him get breakthrough to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He screamed in tongues at the top of his lungs. You better watch what you say about the moving of the Spirit, because this could be you. And it doesn't go away. You should have seen me Monday in the bank. I go to the same bank every week and I'm depositing my check and I'm going, oh! Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice. He raised his voice and he addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully. Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully. This is something born by the Holy Spirit. Nobody laid hands on me. God, for whatever reason, shot a fireball out of the corner of the sanctuary. It hit me in the stomach. Let me explain. Listen carefully. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m, for heaven's sake. No. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. How? 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 Your young men will see visions. Where's Rafiq? Where are you? Rafiq. Rafiq Tai. There's Rafiq. Rafiq had a vision last night. You know what? That's a good news. That means, according to this, you're still a young man, Rafiq. How many of you have had visions? I've been getting beautiful reports of visions that people have had. How many of you have had visions since this thing started on Sunday? Thank you, Jesus. Your young men and women will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Jesus, I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the last days, terrible times will come. But in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit. Beloved, God has an answer for these terrible days. God has an antidote. God has a remedy. He has a fix. It's the precious Holy Spirit. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Peter on the day of Pentecost said, this is some of that. If you want to know what you're seeing, guys, this is some of that. I want to tell you something, beloved. This is some of that. This is some of that that God promised. Listen, God's answer to the demonization of our culture is to raise up a generation of sons and daughters filled with the Holy Spirit to prophesy. Listen to me. He's not going to fill our kids to argue. He's not going to fill our kids to overflowing to be apologists, to argue theories. He's going to anoint our kids to overflowing with the Holy Spirit to prophesy. To prophesy means to speak the truth of God with the unction of the Holy Spirit that causes it to cut through the cloud of demonic confusion that surrounds people's minds and to cut straight through to their innermost being. I thank God so many times when I preach. We have people from all walks of life. We have people from different cultures, different countries in the world. We have young and old and people with so many different life experiences and needs. And yet when I preach on Sunday mornings, so many different people will come up and say, "Oh, Pastor, you were speaking just to me. That was just for me. I didn't do that. That was the Holy Spirit anointing the words to cause it to cut right through to someone's heart so they heard in their own language the good news of God." God's antidote, God's fix, God's remedy for the demonization of our culture is to raise up a generation of kids anointed with the Holy Spirit to speak the truth of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit to cut through the cloud and cause transformation. To prophesy is to speak the truth of God immersed in the love of God. Listen to me. Facebook arguments will never change people's minds. Won't do it. Only where the living Spirit of Christ is present to anoint our lips, to speak the truth, immersed in the love of God, so that in one divine moment, mercy and truth meet together so that whoever we're talking to is in one moment convicted of their sin and their need for God, and at the same moment convinced that God loves them more than ever. That's what happened to the woman at the well. Jesus did none of the things that we're supposed to do these days. Jesus sat down and he began speaking to the woman in spiritual terms that went straight over her head. Then he told her, "You and your family's religion is way off base." Then he manifested a gift of the Holy Spirit and was exercised in a word of knowledge and told her something about her past that should have freaked her out. But in the presence of Jesus, mercy and truth met together, and the woman was convicted of her sin, and she ran around town saying, "Come see a guy who told me everything I ever did. Isn't that great? Don't you want to meet him too?" Beloved, listen to me. These are the last days. These are terrible times. But God has a remedy. And that's to raise up a generation of young people full of the Holy Ghost to prophesy. Stand up on your feet. And I want you to give God glory in this place tonight. Come on, church, give him some glory right now. Oh, that's just a little bit of glory. I want you to give him a lot of glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I have in my heart to pray over our teenagers, to pray over our children this evening. And this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to begin by praying over our children first, because we've had several late nights in a row, and I know school, getting up for school is a little bit challenging for some of us. So I want all of our kids that are here with us this evening, teenagers, if you could step back a step or two, and I want all the kids to come forward if you would. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to stand in a straight line, kids, across the front of you. Could you stand shoulder to shoulder? Shoulder to shoulder right across. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, congregation. Listen, these kids are not going to go the way of Romans chapter 1. These kids are not going to go the way of 2 Timothy chapter 3. These kids are going to be overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And they're going to prophesy to this generation. I want the congregation to stretch your hands out towards our kids. Kids, I want you to just lift your hands up to Jesus. And we're going to pray for you tonight. And I want you to just ask Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Pastor Steve and Pastor Karen have been telling you about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to come and He's going to touch your life and He's going to fill you. Let me tell you something. Let me speak over our children. The wisdom of Daniel in Babylon is coming to rest upon our children. The favor of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is coming to rest upon our children. These kids are going to be the cream of the crop. These kids are going to be at the top. These kids are going to lead culture. They're going to lead society. And they're going to prophesy. Come on, I want you to just begin. Kids, I want you to lift up your hands. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Come on, church, just begin to pray and intercede. Come on, for a touch, for an outpouring on our children right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kids, I want you to just lift your face to Jesus. And I want you to just invite Him. Would you just ask Him? Just say, Jesus, give me everything that you have for me tonight. Jesus, give me everything you have for me tonight. Come on, He wants to just bless you. He wants to put His hand of blessing on you. Come on, just ask Him, Jesus, just give me everything you have for me tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shugaralalala.
Your presence, Lord.
overflow, overflow, overflow. You are welcome here. Oh, come and flood this place. Fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, yeah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. We want more. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome. We want to see you. We want to see you. Oh, we want to see you. Send your glory. Send your glory. Fill the eye.